You are unbelievable. You know that? Ugh, never mind. I'll wait till we're out of here. Who's that? Oh, hello. Yes, you want to know our answer? Yes, of course. Please tell the Lady Necromancer that we would love to take on her quest. As a matter of fact, we're leaving right now. It's our number one priority, and you can count on us. Don't look at me like that. Of course we're gonna take the job. We're broke as a joke, and you're lucky I don't drag you out of here by your butt. Come on. Pick your jaw up off the floor and let's get going. Oh, it's good to be out of there. Yeah, that place was so stuffy, and I got really creeped out by all the black paint and skulls. Oh, don't act like you can sympathize with me. Why? Because you were right at home. God, the goo-goo eyes you gave that necromancer. Yes, you did. You practically threw yourself at her when she was all, "Oh, adventurers, I have a quest for you, and my corset is too tight." And you were all, "Oh, what can we do to help?" It's our job? Really? Is staring at her that much your job? I know they're rare, but it's not like we've never seen one before. What's my problem? It's unprofessional. We have a reputation to maintain. Oh, okay, so you're just gonna cross your arms at me? These are legitimate concerns about our business. Don't fumble my bag. It means don't make me lose money. Yeah, the bag has money in it. Well, the kids say it, and I think it sounds cool. Look, we have a job to do. A tough job, and we didn't negotiate with her enough because you were staring at her. Yeah, I know what you were staring at. I wasn't this mad when you dropped the artifact we were supposed to bring back for the Baron. Well, I'm very forgiving, but this is the final straw. Yeah, from now on, anytime we get a job from a pretty girl, I handle everything and you wait with the horses. Yeah, well, I'm not jealous. That's a horrible accusation. I'm only concerned about getting enough food and money to make it through to next week. No, I'm not. I don't have to listen to this. Really? And the way she was all over you too? Like, why did she have to put her hand on your shoulder? Oh, adventurer, thank you. Like, come on. No one talks like that. Okay, I'm calming down. She really didn't have to be all over you. The way she asked to see your sword. Oh, your armor, it looks so nice. Oh my gods. Yeah? Well, how about how she clarified our relationship? Oh, you two are such dear friends. Allow me to squeeze the biceps of your business partner. Get over it, you know? Have a little decorum. I'm just saying personal space is a thing. I'm not jealous. I just don't appreciate people crawling all over you with tight corsets and a huge mansion and other things. Yeah, well, I'm the only one looking out for you. Well, if she's so great, why don't you marry her? I bet she'd make you sit in a bathtub full of ice on your wedding night. You don't think she's interested? No, she knew what you looked like. Yeah. Remember when you had that run-in with the law? And before we got everything cleared up, they had wanted posters? You don't pay attention at all, do you? Yeah, she had one. I'm just saying, maybe the job isn't a job. Maybe she just wants to get close to you. It's pretty easy. You can't marry her. I'm not getting wound up. I just don't want to be alone. We have a good thing going. You wouldn't throw it all away just to be arm candy for some rich necromancer, right? Why are you laughing? I'm being very serious right now. Ugh. You're insufferable. I bet she'd dump you anyways. Why are we stopping? We just got started. Look, we can walk in silence. I'm just mad. I'll get over it. Okay. We can sit and have a break. I'm sorry. I guess I'm just not used to seeing you get that kind of attention. I mean, I am, but she was very direct and beautiful. I'm not jealous. But yeah, I am hungry. You know me very well, and I love what we have. And it's so important to me. Yeah, really. I've never felt so comfortable around another person before. Is it like that for you too? You just put your head on my shoulder? Yeah, you can do that. I should have just said that you're special to me. I didn't have to freak out about a necromancer who's pretty and likes you. Yeah, you were right. I am a little jealous. Why are you smirking? I threatened to beat her up? No, that doesn't sound like me. Yeah, I'm really sweet when you get down to it. You're laughing at me. You have a beautiful smile. Yeah, and it's getting bigger. Because I'm complimenting you, and you don't know how to take it. I can see why she was so smitten with you. All right, listen. I want to take you on a date. Yeah, I'm your best friend, and I know you really well. And I think we could make it work. You don't look shocked at all, but listen, you've been on my mind all the time lately. Yeah, I can't get you out of my head. Even when we're apart for a few minutes, I really miss you. What do you say? Do you want to try taking our friendship to a different level? I'm willing to go as fast or as slow as you want. I'm all in, and I'm sick of hiding how I feel. And if you don't want to, then that's okay. I'd be happy to be your friend. I've loved it so far. You won't tell me until I tell you what kind of date I'd take you on? Oh, I'd be so good to you. We'd stay at a cabin by a lake, and we'd go out in rowboats and go fishing, and I'd cook for you, and in the evening we would play games together. Yeah, in front of a fire, because it's more romantic that way. Is that good enough? I'm not rich like a necromancer, but I promise I care about you more. Oh, please say something. That's a yes, right? Oh, good. Okay, we have to finish this job right away so I can rub it in that necromancer's face. And then I'll take you on the best date of your life. Sound good? Good. Give me a hug. I adore you. I've always adored you. Stay with me here for a moment. Take a deep breath in. Good. I want to remember this forever. Yeah? Good. Just you wait. I'm gonna take such good care of you. Oh, keep holding me, please. Thank you.